post-Burnley review, I've got Neil, I've got Sean, to look over the numbers and to look over the narrative of what was a pretty strange game for Liverpool, Neil, but it was a win nonetheless, and it was what we wanted out of it. The approaches, I'd say one definitely does play into the other. Liverpool, I think it's clear, set up to exploit and widen the spaces between the lines, and then from there, and it's early on as the first minute, they're able to get players like Gravenberg on the ball, who are able to carry first and foremost. But if you look at his first 20 in numbers, you know, it's 85% pass completion, 7 ball recoveries. 7 ball receives, 2 recoveries and 1 shot. That's a fair bit of involvement for 20 minutes, but it's the carrying of the ball, and it's the space that opens up really between Burnley's front 5 and their back 6 that just, I guess, it epitomises why they are where they are and the fickleness they've shown this season. I think the other thing that stands out in the numbers when we're looking at approaches is 232 pressures for Burnley throughout the course of the game. And within all of that, like I've just said, Liverpool seemingly had the run of the pitch in certain areas from the get-go.
Yeah, I think they are determined to make the pitch big themselves. This was always a game I felt Liverpool were going to run out, not comfortable winners necessarily, and in the end it doesn't quite play as comfortable winners, but it should have done. You know, I think that it was a really good fixture for this time. I think it lends itself nicely to his selection in terms of what he's doing with Gravenberg and with Elliot in this one. It didn't come as a surprise to me that both of them started. The only minor surprise was, you know, that he chose to do Jones when he chose to do Jones against Arsenal. If anything, it just sort of puts a teeny little question mark against that one more than the idea of the selection of this one. But, you know, that's gone now. That is what it is. It's not the game we're here to discuss. I thought that there was always going to be... They want to play very, very expansively. They want there to be space between their own lines. They want to push up as much as possible, though that's the way in which they want to be compact. But they've got a realistic situation where the defence has just pushed backwards because of what they're up against so much of the time. And I was really pleased to actually see Liverpool go very direct, a couple, 2 or 3 times really, really early in the first half, because I think it gave Burnley just an immediate problem of, we really do not want to be challenged in a foot race going in that general direction. Those defenders did not want to know at all. So Van Dijk goes direct, Trent goes direct. I think a couple of other players as well are happy to play the big one. And I think that that helps Liverpool immensely, because I think it just puts loads and loads of doubt in Burnley minds. So they themselves, Liverpool, do give them a bit of a carrot. I think it's worth saying, and I think that's deliberate. I think we feel as though we can defend them, and I think we especially feel as though we can defend them against set pieces. We don't want them to fall in and be compact, but they just don't want to either. So I think that from there we end up, you know, it couldn't go much better our way, really. And I think this is one of those games where I think the numbers, the underlying numbers about the game, they don't really reflect the game reality.